Good morning. 00 hours. Cloudy. 51 degrees. You're connected to CMN Network. Good morning. 0100 hours. Cloudy. 51 degrees. Good morning. 0200 hours. Cloudy. 51 degrees. Good morning. 0300 hours. Cloudy. 51 degrees. Good morning. 0400 hours. Cloudy. 51 degrees. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. Good morning. 0500 hours. Cloudy. 51 degrees. Good morning. 0600 hours. Cloudy. 51 degrees.
W8FU.
Currently connected to CMN Network.
W8FU. Morning, Jerry. I'm going to be making a stop here. I'm going to be making a stop here in a minute. But you see these new license plates? They're like Alpha Alpha 8 by 3. They look like ham call signs.
Yeah, some people, they don't go to the proper channels to get their call plate, and they pay the vanity price.
Oh, I'd do that in a heartbeat. I much prefer the regular license plate over the ham radio plate, but they won't let me. They say my call is vulgar, and I can't get it on a vanity plate, so I'm stuck with a ham radio plate. That's what I want to call, but no, I would much prefer one of the Winter Wonderland plates with my call on it. In fact, when I was WXAL, that's what I had. Yeah, you know, it costs more money, but I just like the look a lot better.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, there's a guy in Texas. It's W5 and the swear word for your rear end.
Everyone's just getting soft.
W5ASS. Yeah, there you go. Wonder if he can get his. Good morning, Dakota.
Hey, vanity. And they would probably be debatable for about the amateur call play, too.
More guys, I've heard that guy at FTA more times than I can count.
All right, I keep doubling. Keep trying to get Dakota in there, but it sounds like he went. So, rotation established, I think. Anyhow. Yeah, I would like nothing more than a vanity with my call sign, but they won't do it. I understand that the group that decides that changes from time to time, so I was led to believe I could try again later, but I think I'd like to, because now it's a problem, because I would have to return my or cancel my current amateur plate, and then I would have to apply for a vanity, all knowing that they would not allow it. So, good morning, Dakota. Anyhow, go ahead, Jerry. Pass it to Dakota.
Okay, KG8HZ. Yeah, I'm going to go do a new park for me, Iron Bell State Trail. I got an email from one of the coordinators about it. But one person's done it 28 times already from Troy. Dakota?
Morning, guys. I didn't mean to keep stepping on you there. I was just saying that W5ASS call, I've worked him on FT8 more times than I can count, but I didn't realize there was scrutiny under W8FU where it's clearly a call sign.
Yeah, as long as I get an amateur call plate, they can't really say anything. Because I told them when I went to get the vanity plate, I said, it's my call sign. They go, well, then you get an amateur call plate. You know, and then that way people know it's not, you know, me saying, you know, wait, F you. Like, really? So I can have it, but only on an amateur plate. All right, I'm here at Big Apple Bagels. I'm going to run inside and get my breakfast. I'll be back in a moment. W8 Fancy Underpants.
Okay, so how are you doing, Dakota?
Not too bad. I took yesterday and today off, so I'm playing a little bit of hooky, just doing some stuff around the house and hanging out. How about you?
Oh, yeah, I'd like to do that. I got only on 8 hours today, so I just spent a month of 12. But it's going to be going away. We're doing away with the credit building. I got an email on this Iron Bell State Trail, and I started checking it out, and I found there's this horse loading and unloading area in the Metro Park by me, and I can work it there. I'm only 40 feet away from it.
Oh, that's convenient. Yeah, I need to get my POTA stuff in gear here. It's finally nice enough to go play. I've got everything I need. I just don't have a way of transporting it yet. I got to order some bags or something. But I found there's a park not too far from me here that I'm excited to go to. It's only about 20 minutes away.
Yeah, real good. I guess this trail goes through Grayling, and I knew there were a couple parks up there because I was up in... I was a little west of there camping a couple years ago, and there's this warbler. Let's see, it's some kind of bird sanctuary up there. And then I went and looked on the Department of the government of federal government natural site, and that particular park is up in Sini in the UP. So I got to get a hold of the map coordinator and say, hey, how come you got this site listed in Grayling?
Yeah, it sounds like someone made a boo-boo there.
Okay, Big Apple Bagels in bag.
Go ahead, Sean. Excuse me for a round. I got to put a new screen protector on my phone real quick.
All righty. Well, felt like a Big Apple Bagel this morning. Got that. Now head in. Friday, no POTA for me. Although I got an interested party in one of my pieces of equipment, so said he'd get a hold of me later today. So I'm got my fingers crossed on that, trying to buy something else. So I'm liquidating stuff. Isn't that always the way it goes?
Yeah, I wanted to buy a Bengali key, and the guy never... I emailed the guy, he never answered me. Then I come to find out it was sold, so I just have to look around for another one.
I see him every now and again, not as often as Vibroplex and Ventures and things like that, but keep your eyes peeled. Where are you looking? Are you looking in the classifieds or... looking in Facebook Marketplace, or I've seen him in both.
Yeah, I'm looking for the traveler, the one with the little wings that fold out and then the keys inside of there for the paddles. Yeah, I'm looking for that one. No, I was looking on QRZ.
Yeah, that's a good source. There's also EHAM, and there's one other, QPH. I don't know, but the three classifieds, they're all pretty much the same. Usually somebody lists something, they list about all three. QRZ is as good as any. But I've had better luck with EHAM as a seller. Any of those. But don't forget about Facebook Marketplace. I've bought and sold quite a bit of stuff on Facebook Marketplace. You never know what pops up there.
NADDF, I'm back.
Okay, yeah, I'll do that. Dakota, go ahead.
You know, I've been having really good luck on eBay. I mean, not necessarily for keys, but I feel like I've been getting really good deals on gear, and the gear has been, like, mint. So check there, too.
Yeah, I always forget about eBay. I don't usually do eBay for things that are, that I want to buy used from an individual. Seems like eBay is getting to be more and more like companies selling stuff. You know, it's where you can get the cheapest deal because, of course, they don't need the, they don't need the infrastructure. They can literally have this inventory in their garage, sell it on eBay for low overhead. But it's, I mean, they're there, the individuals, but they're in a sea of commercial. Or like I said, not commercial, what's the word I'm looking for? They're doing it for a living. But can't forget them.
Good morning. 0700 hours. Cloudy.
I know who's breaking in. You're all noise. I know on Facebook Marketplace, a couple of years ago, we found a military generator, and it runs my son's, GRC-9 transmitter. But he had to do a lot of work on it to renovate the thing. We only got it for $100, and he put a new, he wound a new ignition coil for it. I had a friend at work make me a new nut that goes on the flywheel for the pole start. And I don't know. Yeah, you can find some interesting stuff on there. Dakota?
One man's trash is another man's treasure.
TF8FS drone break.
Go ahead.
I just wanted to throw out there, listening in on you guys, that the nice thing about eBay is you have buyer protection. And if you use your PayPal account to pay for stuff for there, you've got a double layer of protection. So if somebody sells you a junk product, or you don't get it in the mail, or whatnot, you're not out the money.
That is true. That's probably why you'll never catch me selling on eBay. They always find in favor of the buyer, and there's a lot of people out there that they'll get something, they'll claim that they didn't get it, or they'll claim that it was broken, and then they always side with that person, give them their money back, and then you're screwed. So the scams are, I think, deeper on the buyer's side because of that. Other people would disagree, and they think the scams are on the seller's side, but I've been on both sides, and I won't do it. I just tell people I want cash, Cash App, Venmo. I'm one of those infamous PayPal friends and family. people. And people always say, oh, you know, it's because, you know, you got something shady going. No, it's because I don't want to get scammed myself. So somebody's got to, there's got to be trust. I always get a hold of the people, talk to them, establish a relationship and all that stuff, you know, and I don't buy cold. But I get it. I get it for sure. That's quite interesting. And many of these people that are selling multiple things probably do need that protection. Jerry?
Yeah, I got bought quite a few things on eBay, and I always go PayPal. My bank has Zelle, but when I bought that 7100 for my son, I had to split it up into two payments for the guy that I bought it from. I got a $500 limit. Breaking Station, I guess, and then Dakota, KG8HX.
Maybe we don't have a breaking station anymore.
Good morning, fellas. KEAWOJ.
Morning, Ray. Go ahead.
Good morning, guys. Good to hear you out there. I was just getting done watching the Red Wing highlights from last night. And, boy, it gives me new hope for them guys. I figured they were kind of done, but they crunched Philadelphia Flyers 6-3. It looked pretty good. I probably woke up the family yelling and screaming at each goal. good to hear you guys out there today.
Morning, Rick. Yeah, I haven't been following. I understand that they're in a hunt for a playoff spot, so it's that time of year, man. Exciting. But I've not been following. Jerry?
They're out of the window there, unless they win all their games or something. I don't know. I kind of wonder where Eisenman's future is. Dakota?
Couple of my buddies at work, it's all I talk about at once, and they've been saying the same thing, is how much longer is Eiserman going to be here?
Yeah, fans are already calling for his replacement there. I'm just amazed, because all season they were at the top of the division, top of the league kind of thing, and then after the Olympic break there, when we started into the who's going to make it into playoffs, we kind of fell apart again. So I think they got a shot at a Wildcat spot, and that's about it now.
Well, at least there's a shot. Anyhow, I got to pull up here and pay for my coffee. Getting Dunkin' this morning. So I'll be back in by next round. W8FU, Jerry.
Hey, well, I'm almost home, so I'm going to call it. And 7-3, all have a good morning. KG8HX, Dakota.
All right, Jerry, good catching up with you. I'll talk to you later. Good luck at the new park. Go ahead, Rick.
Yeah, have a good day, Jerry. I don't think we ever talked, but nice hearing you, and you have yourself a good safe day. KG8WOJ.
Okay, just enough time for me to get my brew, get back on the road here. So, yepers, looking forward to the weekend. Don't have a whole lot planned. The weather is good. Might try to get a couple of spring things underway. But I got to get a garage built, so I should probably focus on that. Maybe I'll do that today. Maybe I'll call the guy up and just pull the trigger. Just say, do it. You're telling me I got to wrap up my yard products here so I can actually enjoy the yard this summer.
Well, checking the forecast here, I think starting Sunday morning, the next whole week is supposed to be in the mid-70s there, but a lot of rain. But at least he ain't going to freeze to death.
Leaving a little break in there in case the peanut gallery wants to jump in and join the conversation. Oh, he's running Canal Road here, where the famous canal is still visible to this day. Who would have thought that would have been a good idea? I don't know. I guess it was a different era. What, the canal being visible? No, digging a canal from Lake St. Clair to Lake Michigan, all the way across the state.
I had no idea they had such a thing. I remember as a kid hearing about Canal Road over, I think, is it near Mount Clemens?
Yeah, if you look it up, Canal Road, you know, really, that the ditch that runs alongside of it is the remnants of the canal. They were going to dig a canal from, like, the Clinton River. You know, so off Lake St. Clair, the boats would come in on the Clinton, they'd grab the canal, and then they'd go all the way across Michigan and a canal to the other side of the state to avoid having to go up all the way around. And they got the canal built, I think, all the way in the Oakland County somewhere a ways, and they gave up. But, my God, you know, did they really think they were going to hand dig a canal all the way to Lake Michigan? From this side of the state? I guess so. I mean, like you said, it was a different era when things like the Erie Canal and all sorts of other were happening. So I guess they just they got to a certain point. Look it up online. It's pretty interesting history. I'm sure I'm not given the whole information on it, but I had a little traffic decision there to make. But the Michigan, I don't know what they call it. There was a name. For Wolverine? I don't know. I didn't know that was the original plan.
Yeah, that's the one I was thinking of there. It runs all the way up to 23 into Quinder, the cider mill there. And then there's a dam in Pink Creek from Rochester in Lake Orion. Drains out of the lake there, all along Orion Road into Rochester, and then into that canal kind of thing. It's used to fish there quite a bit. It's interesting, but I just don't eat any of the fish from. I don't keep any fish out of there. I did once. I kept a steelhead out of there, took it home. My God, I had to throw it out. it was horrible.
Yeah, I've heard that from multiple people. You just don't eat fish out of that canal or the rivers. Isn't that sad? I mean, that to me, that's one of the great tragedies of modern living is how we've just taken, you know, what were once beautiful rivers and turned them into just floating sewage. It's like disgusting. I wish there was a way we could reclaim all these rivers and move the waste processing off to some sort of a contained system or something like that. I don't know. You get the beaches all shut down, you know, because of E. coli and all this other crap that's all directly attributable to human waste. It's very depressing. Yeah, we went kayaking down the Clinton River and got in at Coyote Joe's one time, and thankfully it was after all the flooding, but it's just gross.
Yeah, I mean, a couple of fellas canoed from, Auburn Hills over there to down to 23 in DeQuinder there, and... Oh, my goodness, it was It was kind of nasty. You know, of course, canoes, we had a few little fights and fell in a few times. And I'll tell you what, man, I couldn't wait to get that nasty water washed off of me when we got back in. And I thought, well, I'm never heading on any of these rivers around here again.
When I was a kid, my dad and I did the canoe thing. I forget where we started, but we canoed the Clinton there. We started some, I think, just south of Yates there, and then I think we were supposed to take it all the way to Dodge Park or something. There was a library there that we were, you launch and then they bring you back or vice versa. I don't know. But anyhow, there were warnings up that the water was really fast and high, and a storm had come through, and there was a lot of debris in the river, so we decided to go anyhow. But we come up to one part of the river where, you know, it was up quite high, and look, I get my best parking spot today. Yay! But as we were coming around this one bend, a tree had fell, and there was kind of like the branches formed kind of like a fork, just about the width of the canoe's length. And we went sideways, and the water pushed us, and those forks caught the canoe, and up, we went up. And I come up under the canoe, it was upside down, and I came up underneath it. And my dad was frantic because he couldn't find me, you know, and so, but it was quite an experience. But after we got back righted and back on our way, we laughed about it, and it was a good story. And the rest of the way, we were played it safe and portaged where we needed to. Anyhow, I just pulled up at work. I'm going to get inside. I'll jump on the phone once I get inside. WAFU, Dakota. Yeah, it seems like I was never able to stay dry when I was on a canoe or a kayak. And I can end up being dangerous if you're, especially, after that Clinton River flooding. So, I don't know. We made it. But all right, have a good one. I'm sure I'll catch you. NADVF, Glutterick.
Yeah, I remember back, it seemed like 100 years ago when I was a kid, junior high and high school there. I went with a church group there on a canoe trip up north, Asabo, I think. And it was like 24 miles, I think. And all of us guys got together, and we had a water war with the guys that were chaperones. Yeah. 24-mile water war down the river there. It was cool. We got off on some of the bends and turns and hid the canoes and hid in the brush. And when they came out, we dumped them over. And we filled up coolers with water and waded over top of the bridges. It was a ball. We were more in the river than we were on it. But I'll always remember that.
Yeah, that sounds like every canoeing trip I've ever been on, and half our crap ends up in the river.
Yeah, that was kind of nice, because where we ended up pulling out there, there was a bridge going across there, and it was quite a ways up off the river, and luckily the river was pretty deep right there, so me and another guy got into a diving contest on the river. That was a lot of fun.
You know, I miss doing things I probably shouldn't be doing like that. But I'm going to jump out here for a bit, Rick. I'm going to get my daughter on the bus. And then looks like my boys are stirring. So I will catch you later. I got that new radio in, so I want to test that out throughout the day. So if you're around, I'll call for you. I'll listen out at 8 DBF.
All right, have a good one. Have fun with the radio there, and I'll have the radio on and listening. KDAWOK.
You're connected to CMN Network. Good morning. 0800 hours. Cloudy. 51 degrees. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network.
WAB. WAB.
Good morning. 0900 hours. Cloudy. 51 degrees.
Not sure who that last transmission was, but the audio was absolutely atrocious.
Currently connected to CMN Network.
Okay, Sean, this should be pretty good. WAB.
Good morning. 1000 hours. Cloudy. 51 degrees. Connected to CMN Network.
Hey, DBF.
Good morning, Dakota. KEWOJ.
You're connected to CMN Network.
KPR.
Good morning, 1100 hours. Cloudy. 51 degrees. connected to CMN Network. Good afternoon. 1200 hours. Cloudy. 51 degrees. You're connected to CMN Network. Good afternoon. 1300 hours. Cloudy. 51 degrees.
WDAKOL in the mobile.
Currently connected to CMN Network.
W8FU.
A8RUH. What's going on, Sean? You out a little early today?
I am. Got a guy hot for the receiver, so I decided to bag out a couple hours early and go home, get everything together, and meet up with the guy.
Fantastic. That's one step closer to the super radio.
Yeah, I've got it all kind of tucked away. Just about everything I expect I'm going to need. So, yeah, all in all, real good. But let's see here. Just driving by the guy right now, but we're not going to meet till a little later because I got to go home. And I went out the door, and I knew I should have grabbed the antenna. I would have had it with me. I could have been doing a deal right now.
Well, you're going to have to wait a couple hours, it sounds like. But that's all right. Friday deal? That's what I like to say.
Uh-huh. So, I almost wish it was Venmo. I can ignore money in Venmo. Like, la, 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 you don't exist. La, 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 la.
Yep, and then I know we've had this discussion. It goes in there, you ignore it, and then when you need it, you can go get it. It's like Monopoly money, hiding from the rest of your money.
Oh, yeah. All right, let's see here. So where is this guy? He must be working. Hold on a second. I'm going to scope this out. He told me where he was going to be for the next 2 hours, so I'm right there right now.
All right, standing by. KE8RUH.
Well, not sure if I saw him or not, but anywho, said he was going to be at the corner of Stop and Don't Walk. For the next 2 hours, and then he said he'd meet me at my bank and go there in case I don't trust the bills because I'm an untrustworthy person.
Oh, I get that. I sold a classic car a few years ago and had a bill checker. I had the pen to mark all the bills because I took about $5,000 in cash, and I felt the same way. Like, you want to assume people are good, but you don't want to get burned.
Where do you get those those checkers pens.
Yeah, they sell them. I think they sell them at Staples and Office Max. If you ever wanted to grab one.
Yeah, somebody else told me that. I was just going to have them meet me at my credit union, and I was going to say, let me run this in and dump it in, and then we'll finish up. So anyhow, that's why I like Venmo and Cash App and things like that. I like Zelle. Is that Milli Vanilli?
That one too. The only reason I like it is because it's natively supported by my bank. WVD. RUE. Thought it was you. Go ahead.
Yeah, whatever gets the money into the bank. That's what I like to do. I hate having to go and take cash and deposit it.
As a family accountant yesterday, doing all my books, and he told me just pay him with Zelle, so I did, right there. Pretty quick, pretty cool. What you selling, Sean?
I'm selling an ICOM R8600 receiver with matching power supply speaker and an AOR antenna.
I know where those funds are going, Anthony.
Yep, I think we all know where those funds are going. But hey, I'm going to cut out, guys. I got a little bit more work to do here this afternoon. I'm sitting at my desk, so maybe I'll talk to you guys in an hour or two. KE8RUH, talk to you soon.
All righty, catch you a little later. And, yeah, Wally, I listed that, and I got several other items I got to get out there. But that was the big one. So I've got a bit set aside, more than enough to get like the one you got there, earmarked.
Well, that's good. Well, check out all your possibilities. I know you've got a lot of things I'd like to know what the other ones are. And, you know, then I guess yes, it's just a buy. Is it worth the extra? Let's use the word investment. Is it worth the extra investment, or is this good enough and not worth the extra investment? So, like I said, I'm happy. The only regret I had is I wish I would have got the other display head, but. It is what it is, and I'm happy.
Yeah, you'll probably be able to find one of the other control heads at some point. So you're just going to have to keep your ear to the ground on that.
It's kind of interesting to hear Greg was still interested in... Where am I? Oh, 696. I probably could bump the warrant. I was interested in yesterday to hear that Greg was still interested in one of these, too.
Only the best for Greg.
I did invite Dakota to our Shindig on Sunday. Told him he could bring his kids. I don't think he knew that, so... Now it's a possibility.
Well, I have a speaker mic for him, courtesy of the Donald. So if he does, that'll be there. I've got to pick up some nuts from Tom. So that's about it. Oh, the radios, the programming unit sent them out with the absolute latest version of CTS that they have not authorized for use yet. Like, you send me out archives that can only be manipulated with CTS 38, and you haven't officially authorized 38 yet for use.
Wow. You gotta love them.
What in the hell is going on here? I get off a couple hours early just to get stuck in some sort of a cluster, you know what, at 13 and Ryan.
I moved to Warren. Did it work?
Oh, I see what's going on. There's a funeral procession, and this oversized load can't make the turn because of the funeral procession. So they've got the... So he's blocking... What an idiot. Why is he out there blocking the entire intersection, waiting to complete his left turn?
He's got places to go and people to see and everything else. Question on CPS 38, did that delay the project?
Well, kind of, in that I can't, what in the F is going on here? I'll be back. W8FU.
Be careful.
W8FU. Well, I don't know what the hell they're hauling, but they've got a couple of flatbeds hauling some huge, very tall. These flatbeds are only about 3-4 inches of clearance because the things that they're carrying are so tall. And the escort vehicles have big poles extended up to show them, you know, height limitations. And there's two of these huge, huge things, whatever the hell they are, getting transported. And of course, they were all stopped because of the funeral procession at the intersection, and they decided to start their turn, so they blocked every lane. What a mess. Anyhow, the funeral finally got into the cemetery, and the oversized load has finally completed its turn. And I'm still sitting here. I'll be the next one through the light, I guess.
Where did all of this happen? We're on 94 and Metro Parkway, Metropolitan Parkway right now, hitting home.
Mile and Ryan. There was a big funeral pulling into Detroit Memorial Park Cemetery. Meanwhile, these, they were making a right. They were on northbound Ryan, making a right on the eastbound 13 Mile Road. The entrance to the cemetery is, just past the intersection a little ways. So they were doing that. But because these vehicles were so huge, they were making a left. They were on southbound 13 Mile or Ryan Road trying to make a left to go eastbound. And since they were so huge, they had to make the big wide turn, so they needed the outside lane. So they never should have started their turn when they saw that funeral. But they did, and so now they're hanging out there in the left turn lane. With all the escort vehicles and everything like that, got everything shut down, east, north, south, west, all because of a funeral, only taking up the right lane. So, just poor, the escort service wasn't earning its pay.
Where's Jerry DeWitt when you need him?
Oh,
yeah, he's in jail.
So, don't! Yeah, they're running around with whips in the air. I know that 13.6 is all you're allowed, and then anything after that, they have to have all of that rigmarole. And then the width, too. I think width is 8.6. all your allowed to go for width. And that's why you see when boats, they usually only have an 8-6 beam to them, the ones that are trailer, but if they get anything over that, then it gets kind of complicated to tow them. Yeah, I don't think these were terribly wide. They were really tall. And that was with these special carriers. You know, I mean, there was literally, there was not 6 inches clearance between the, you know, between the bottom of these trailers and the ground, you know, on the road. That's how, you know, they like went, they were over the wheels and then they dive straight down. And then they run right along the top of the surface of the road, and then they go back up over the back wheels, and the product sits in between in that dropped part, and you know, to get them that extra, you know, couple of feet.
Connected to CMN Network.
Yeah, we got a couple of those trailers. Hook up on a fifth wheel type thing in the office, so we don't use them so much for the height as we use them for ease of loading and unloading. It's called the brand Lowboy or something like that, but I think we have two of them. And we even have one of them that articulates. It will go up and down. It's got a hydraulic electric pump in front of it, a couple batteries, and you hit the button and the trailer goes up and down. So I've used that one personally a couple times for moving stuff. That one's covered, so that's really nice to load things and unload things to get to where you're going and moving things around. Marion's house to my house or back and forth, we use that trailer a lot. It's kind of cool because we can drop it right down to the ground. And that one costs a lot of money, but it sure is handy.
Roger. All right, I'm just pulling up to the house, and I got a bunch of stuff I got to do. I'm on the clock here, so I'm going to jump out and start getting cruising. After yours, W8FU.
Yeah, very good. Same chance to call tonight about the CPS thing. If not, I'll pick you someday. I'm sure I'll talk to you more than that for you. Take care, be careful, have a good evening.
W8 Victor Delta. I will say this real quick, it's CPS 38, it's the brand new one. And 38 is not authorized yet by the state, so we're still running. And 37 was for Bowdoin. It didn't pass. So we've been running 36, waiting for the release of 38. And they released these archives with, you know, that were written for 38, so we can't open them until we run 38, but we're not supposed to. Now, I guess Monday we're supposed to be good to go with 38. So I've already downloaded it, and I've opened the archives on my, but what I thought was going to be just getting those things worked on just turned into a fiasco trying to figure out why these archives weren't working and what was going on. It took, you know, just what little bit of time we could spend on it was spent trying to figure out what the hell was going on, and we figured out finally that they were, that they released these archives in V.38. That's why they weren't opening. And it wasn't warning us. It wasn't telling us what was going on. It just said error in file. So you'd download it again. You'd re-unzip it. You'd try it again. You'd get the same error. Like, what the hell? Finally, we figured out what was going on. They had shipped them in the forbidden newest version. So if you can get APX 38, be able to manipulate these files. I've got them all with me, and I've got a computer with 38 on it. So I may or may not play with them a little bit. All right, I got to jump. I am pressed for time here. W8FU.
Got it. I'll download 38 myself. Chat later. Have a good evening.
KCKGO.
Good afternoon, 1500. 100 hours. Cloudy. 44 degrees. You're connected to CMN Network.
Just repeat all of me and they said Detroit, Michigan. Where is it at? In Warren, Michigan? Or in Detroit, Michigan? Which one is it?
Connected to CMN Network. Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Cloudy. 44 degrees.
Kilo Foxtrot 8, Golf Golf Alpha, listening.
KF8GGA. KF8GGAWY 8M.
You're connected to CMN Network.
Copy that. I'm on the UMP.
Richmond as usual. Good signal though here, and kind of fun being chased off by astronauts. I still like that. It's pretty cool.
Oh yeah, absolutely. And I've got no problems with it. I think it's interesting, and I think it's a fun little thing. I think if there's something in the future, they should do that again. It's definitely been fun. And I know that we can, you know, conversate over it, but that being said, for the people listening that are interested in listening, it's best just to QSY.
Oh, yeah, agreed. It's not like we don't have some options around here. Got plenty of options.
Speaking of having plenty of options around here, have you gotten around to playing with that node?
So you mean your Mesh-tastic device that you donated me, which I did bring down from the upstairs windows, and I have it in my hand now. So I did reflash it, and I did reprogram it, and I got my name in there instead, but still not quite right. So I brought it down today to, you know, see if I could do some improvements on it. I think the thing is I should get another one. I should have two, right? One for receive. I don't know. You let me know.
I mean, that helps when you're, like, diagnosing and making sure that you're transmitting and so on and so forth. But even if your node database is empty, the trick is honestly just to leave it on, and it will populate when it hears something. But the settings can be kind of tricky and not entirely intuitive if you have the encryption wrong or any of that stuff for the default public setup, then you have problems. And I don't run mine in ham radio or ham radio operator mode because you're not allowed to run encrypted, which kind of takes you off of the normal public mesh network. But there has been problems with Pine Tree Acres. I think he's trying to get his node back up running. Yesterday it was running for a bit and everything reconnected. That is a huge backbone in the structure in this area. But I did, on my antenna mast, put an outdoor unit that's on battery backup, operated with power over Ethernet. I don't know if you would be able to see that from your QTH, but I do have it up there.
In 8WRO, so I left all that the same. It's not on the ham side. It's on the standard Meshtastic side. And I just, the long name is like, I think, RPSC number 10, something like that. And then I just, the short name is WRO, because I think you had it LAX before. So, but there might be a few other configurations I got to mess with. I did get in there, and I know how to do it now, so that took some time. There's a little bit of a learning curve there.
Copy that. Yeah, a little bit. I kind of fuddled around the app a little bit and kind of researched what settings do what, and I kind of figured it out myself. I guess it wasn't, I'm used to learning curves like DMR and stuff like that, so it wasn't anything close to that. But, yes, I do agree with you. There is a little bit of a learning curve. Maybe on my day off I'll drive through Richmond and see if my portable node picks you up, because I definitely have been looking, but there is also options where you can, like, if you don't have like a fixed location set up in the location settings, it won't show up on the map. It'll only show up in the node list, stuff like that, and then you can set your ambiguity to X amount of feet or miles so that it doesn't pinpoint your location on the map. There's a few other options which I'm sure I can help with, but I'm just curious if I drive up there, if I can see it.
Well, that'll be my intent, to have it in the upstairs window. I just noticed right now, I pulled it down. It's been unplugged for a day or two, and I noticed it's dead now. So, but that's okay. When it's upstairs in the window, it's always plugged in anyways. So I'll reconfigure it and see what might be missing, and then you get it back up in that window, and you should see something. If it's the three-digit thing, it would be WRO. If not, you'll see my ARPSC number.
Yeah, that would be quite obvious. Also, if you have it plugged in all the time, go into the power settings and turn everything to unset, and then turn off the power-saving sleep mode, because by default, it will put itself in a sleep mode, and when it does that, it won't. It turns off the LoRa radio as well. So you won't see anything when it goes into sleep mode. But if you're plugged in all the time, it doesn't matter. So it might be a good idea to turn those settings off if you're in wall power.
I copy that. Good tip. I just made myself a note because that's my intention, is to have it plugged in all the time, resident here. And it, you know, it's just going to show up in Richmond. I do have it skewed a little bit, so it's not the exact spot, but you should be able to have a point in Richmond. That's my intention. And then once I get it working, I might just go ahead and get another one. It's kind of fun to play with. Appreciate you getting this to me, Dean. Thanks.
Yeah, no problem. What I really, really want to do is talk to a certain somebody and see if I can't build a handful of these, since they're fairly cheap to build when you do them yourself, and actually put them up at certain sites and see if we can't actually make our own network. My only curiosity would be, which obviously I haven't proposed it or discussed it, but would we want to make our own private network within our group, which we can do, or do we want to just increase the backbone of the public network?
It's a good question, and then, of course, totally different or somewhat related. It leads to the APERS transmitter you guys were working on the top of the one building there, because I'd like to get involved in that. But now that's different. That's purely ham, not this. But it's data. It's kind of related if you think about it.
W-A-E-A-P.
I'm sorry, I didn't catch that. Go ahead.
Sorry, this is W-A-E-A-P. I just want to throw in a quick comment. I haven't seen any of the farther north Meshtastics know it, ever since the Pine Tree Tower, whatever that was, 29 mile and whatever. That hasn't been on the air in weeks. So just wanted to throw that out there if you guys knew anything about that. And thanks a lot for the power tip. I just did that. Mine's in the windowsill as well, and I have it plugged in the power all the time, and I unset all the power savings. So maybe that'll do something.
This is KE8LAX. Yeah, no problem. Pine Tree Acres is on top of the garbage dump over there, the waste management garbage dump. As far as I understand, I think that's correct. But the original node went back up yesterday and stayed up for a good while. Maybe it was the day before, but it went up for a good while, and then it went back down. I think he's trying to either fix it, but he was also working on a store and forward messaging system, so nodes that receive messages within the scene, the nodes that his node has seen, it'll store messages for when the node goes back online, and I think he's been working on upgrading it, and I think that's part of the reason why it's down, but I have not been able to directly make contact, although I've tried.
Casey. Yeah, me and a few friends of mine thought maybe he switched over to MeshCore or something. I used to get Pine Tree Acres, and then there was like three of them, Pine Tree Acres, then there's Richter, and I think one was called Tipper, whatever that meant, but yeah. So, and also it depends if there's airplanes flying around or a car drives by and makes a couple connections, but yeah, it's just kind of a curiosity with me, but haven't really made, I mean, I could make like contacts with direct or one hop, but that's about as far as I can go.
NHWRO, got you in there, Tom. Yeah, Eric, I'm a newbie when it comes to this, too, so I have to defer to Dean. Tom, got you in there. Go ahead and then give it to Dean. in AWRO.
Hello, fellas. Hello, Eric. Hello, Dean. Hello, Tim. My new toy has been registered and has new shoes.
Congratulations. That should be fun. Now you just got to get your radio set up, but definitely congratulations. And yeah, like I was telling Tim, the real backbone to this area is definitely Pine Tree Acres. I haven't seen Tipper in a while, but Pine Tree Acres, and then there's a Pine Tree Acres backup, and then there's a ZUZ, which I believe is KB8ZUZ, and I think he is who operates the Pine Tree Acres system. Tim, over to you, Eric, over to you, and then Tim, and then Tom.
Currently connected to CMN Network.
Yeah, I thought I'd leave a little gap in there. Hey, how you doing, Tom? Yeah, I knew I kind of looked up where Pine Tree Acres was. I did a Google search and I go, oh, okay, it's a garbage dump. But, yeah, he seems to, there's a couple of other stations out there, nodes out there that when, it seems like when they're out there, I get a lot more connections, but I only get like between 10 and 20 a day, and they kind of won't, you know, some people turn them off at night and then everything drops on my end. Anyhow, very good. I'll go ahead. Not sure who has it. Go ahead.
Ed, Tim in Richmond, NAWRO, I'll take it. Yeah, that's, I think you just said it was KB8ZUZ, Jim. I call it mountain garbage. Trash mountain, whatever it is. So, interesting stuff, Dean. I'll have to jump into this a little bit more. Tom, you said you got, did you get all four new ones or what? Go ahead, Tom.
Yep, I got four new ones, P245-55R18, so all brand new tires. I mean, I only got, you know, went to discount, and Melissa got the, she wanted me to get these ones. I'm like, no, just $100 ones are fine, kind of thing, you know. And then I had to get a agent signature paper, so I had to go to a library and print that out, sign it, take a picture, send it to her so she can show Secretary of State, and she ordered the plate. I got a temp plate for it for right now, but she's 100% legal now. Well, road legal. Over to who, Dean?
Sorry, I wasn't paying attention. I started responding to all my phone stuff before I have to go into work. Back over, I'll just pass it on over to Eric if he's still in there. Nothing heard. Tim, go ahead.
Where are you? Unless you're eating pizza.
Well, I do appreciate the QSO guys, but I think I'll jump myself. Dean, you have a good shift, a night shift at work there. Tom, congratulations. Eric, thanks for the tips. I got to get into this Meshtastic thing. So, this is November 8th, Whiskey Romeo Oscar. I'll be clear, but I'll listen out. I'll send it over to Tom.
Hey, Joe. Hey, Dean, I do got a question for you in regards to your place of employment. Did you do, like, a big, huge, long phone interview or something like that? And then what was the next step after that?
So the interview was actually, the interview was actually after. I applied for it, and then I had to wait a while. And then they sent me over this test, all done online and proctored. So it's like a typing test, and then while you're typing, you have to be listening to, like, calls and taking notes, and then, like, something will pop up on the screen, and you have to be able to read it and decipher. It was actually pretty difficult. And then if you pass that, then they'll schedule a interview with you, which was, like, a Zoom interview. And then after that, they gave me information on orientation, and I went in. But the entire process actually took a couple months.
Okay, because I got somebody who says, cross your fingers, I just finished a very long pre-interview test for 911 dispatcher. I'm like, okay. I said, good luck. See how it goes from there.
Is it with our company, or is it with a municipality?
Nope. With the same location that you are at.
Copy that. Yeah, so if they pass it, I mean, part of what took so long is that I finished everything up right at the end of an orientation cycle, so I had to wait for the next orientation, which is, I think, what took so long. If they pass and everything goes, they'll come in. But you start in levels here. So you start out as a call taker, and then there's a lot to that. Oh my lord! But you start out as a call taker, and then you build yourself up to dispatcher. And then there's a couple different dispatchers. There's wheelchair, BLS, ALS, and once you're ALS, you're pretty much the top of the line, and then you just build seniority from there.
Okay, that's what I told her. So we'll see how it goes. She's keeping me updated. Are you going for breakfast on Sunday, or do you have to work?
I have to work, but I might stay up. You said it's Monday or Sunday morning, is it?
This Sunday, Main Street, 8:30.
I'll have to try to remind myself. Yes, I do work, but I might be able to stay awake long enough to join for a little while and have some breakfast, and then go home and sleep for the next shift.
That works. Oh, did you, I didn't send you what I, did I send you what I picked up on Wednesday?
Yes, you did. After the meeting, on my way home, you sent it to me. And it looked pretty good. That's why I said congratulations when you said you got it.
Yeah, I'm going to let my daughter take it tomorrow, get an oil change and windshield wipers, and then I'll bring it Sunday morning.
Copy that. Well, I'm gonna say 7-3s here. I will message you real quick, direct off Discord. But I'll save 7-3s for now. I'm gonna get ready for my shift and get the stuff ready out of the car. So 7-3s, this is KE8LAX. I'll be clear in your final.
All right. Have a good quiet shift. Hope it stays that way. 73 to KF8LAX from, or KE8LAX from KEC8KJO.
Kilo Foxtrot 8, Golf Golf Alpha, listening.
KF8GGA from N8WRO, Richmond. Go ahead, sir.
I was just looking for a radio check. Just got my tech license and setting up the ID 5100 right now.
Okay, copy that. Good signal, perfectly readable. A little light. If you have mic gain, maybe try to bump it up just a little bit. I didn't notice what repeater you're on. I'll see when you transmit again. And, you know, congratulations, welcome. And you'll get a chance if you could go to MacombARPSC.org. I say again, MacombARPSC.org. That's the website for Macomb County. And we, you know, happy to have you aboard if you're interested. NAWRO, my name is Tim. Go ahead.
Thank you, Tim. I'm playing around with it right now, trying to find mic gain and turn that up a little bit. But yeah, I'll definitely check that out. This will be Kilo Foxtrot 8 Golf Golf Alpha clear.
Copy that. Sounds good. And I did notice you're coming in on the Mount Clemens repeater, so sounds good. Have a good one. November 8, Whiskey Romeo Oscar. I'll be clear as well.
You won't have the guts to do that again.
That's what happened. You had too many radios on. Somebody grabs the wrong microphone and broadcast another frequency on a repeater. Dave, WEAP.
I was wondering what you were doing.
Yeah, Eric was on a diatribe and put me to sleep, and then I pressed the button while I was sleeping.
It happens.
Worst things have happened. So, anywho, all right. Yeah, I had to take off. Sorry, I jumped out of rotation there. I had to go to the other room for a little bit. And I came back and everybody was gone. Anyhow, I will be monitoring WEAP. At 8 BBF.
PFEDS.
Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Cloudy. 44 degrees.
W8FU. I'm heading to the pharmacy to get a script for Mama and then probably to Myers for some shopping and gas.
Connected to CMN Network.
Oh, sounds like fun. Melissa's at DJ's getting a rotisserie chicken. Then she's going to Myers to pick up a couple things. And then she's coming back home with my toy.
Was she out in it?
Yeah, she got new shoes on it for me, and she got a plate for it, so since she had the time, she went to prepare it for me.
There you go. I talked to Paul a little bit about it today. He said that that bar had a pretty amazing takedown setup. But he also suggested you might be able to do a little bartering to get what you need. So I'll have to just play it by ear.
Works for me, sir. It will be at the breakfast on Sunday.
How will I know if it's you?
I don't know. Hopefully you'll know. I mean, she's got Whalens on her, too, so if those are worth something, I have no problem getting rid of those by any means.
Well, I have no idea. You're way out of my area of expertise. Never
looked into it, don't really follow it. You know, I mean, I know they're just part numbers to me. I'll get my installer will come in and say, I need to order a set of blues for 147, and that's as much as I ever hear of the matter.
Oh, gotcha. Well, maybe I'll talk to BDK. And is he going to be at the breakfast on Sunday or no?
I don't know, but yeah, that would be my that would be your best bet. And he probably knows people that could help you out. So, anywho, I'm the worst one, you know, because I don't have any clue about any of that stuff at all.
Well, I talked to one of his contacts, and he says that bar itself is, it keeps its value. So, yeah, if I could do some bartering with some people, I have no problem giving it up, any of it.
Well, you want to get what you... You want to get what you want is what you want to do. You're not giving it up. You want to barter it off for what you want.
Oh, 100%, absolutely. It's going to come at a price, you know, yeah. I'm willing to trade to get what I need, and they can have what they want, kind of thing, yeah. That would be perfect.
All right, there you go. So, yeah, I'm pretty happy. I just sold a receiver. That guy that lives up by you, I bought all that stuff. Now I'm kind of pining for a Wally radio. And I was having a hard time pulling the plug. But now that I'm going to be pulling it mostly from... the sale of other gear, I can easily like ignore that. Like that money doesn't exist. You're still spending it, but for some reason it doesn't feel like it.
Where's the breakfast on Sunday, KPR?
Oh, absolutely. You know, I said it's I forgot where my brain was on that one. Oh, yeah. Well, like I said, on Sunday, you know, let's check it all out. I'm bringing it. And then also, too, I have your package from Lansing.
Yeah, we'll be there. So look forward to it. Phil, you're awfully quiet. What's up?
Yeah, I was just asking where the breakfast is on Sunday. Audio too low?
It's all right. Just down from, you know, Tom's really loud and you came in kind of maybe a little under. It was just more the contrast than anything. But it's in New Haven at that Main Street Cafe or whatever in New Haven.
Oh, okay, that same place. What time?
I believe it's at 9 o'clock, but it should be in the Discord.
It's not.
8:30.
What? It's not very nice to us guys that got to travel across the universe.
Well, I guess Tim and Wally are going to be there at 8 o'clock, you know, make sure we get all the tables reserved. I'll be there at 8:30, you know, so 8:30, 9 o'clock, you know how it goes, just like Saturday morning when Wally and I roll in at like 8:30, quarter to 9.
I guess that's okay if people aren't already finishing their breakfast when I get there, but anywho, I'll check it out when I, I'll check it out. I thought it said 9, but Tom's saying 8:30. So I'll check it out when I get home. I got to go to the drugstore, and then I got to go to Myers and got to get some gas, and so I'm going to be out and about for a little while.
Yeah, there's nothing on Discord. The last one in there was from February.
Well, it's in the ARPSC Discord, which you're probably not a member of. So I'll harvest it out of there and put it in the FBI Discord.
All righty. Let's guys carry on. See you tomorrow morning, Kate Pierre.
Hi, Phil. Bye, Phil.
All righty. We shall see you then. WHQ. Tom?
Hi, Phil. 73, Phil. And we'll see you on Sunday. And, I'll look it up again. Maybe it could be 9 o'clock. You know, might head somewhere else sometime. KCKJ.
These guys are usually listening here. I'm surprised none of them has chimed in yet.
N8WRO, I confirm, 8:30. I just posted over in FBI there, Sean.
8:30 for you early birds or 8:30 for the general?
Yeah, the start time is 8:30. Wally and I will get there at 8 to make sure things are working okay, trying to beat the church crowd. Otherwise, we're not going to get all those tables that he wants to get. So 8:30 confirmed.
That's brutal for us guys that got to travel. All right. Whatever.
Wally is the complaint department. I can give you his home number if you'd like.
I'm so... I see nothing. Nothing.
Well, I'm usually up well before then anyhow, so... Really isn't a big deal, just making something of it. Took me about 40 minutes probably to drive out there. So, anywho, shouldn't be a problem.
Looking forward to it. We got another member that we'll meet there too. So we're adding to the roster. Yay.
Alrighty, well, I just pulled up to the pharmacy drive through. Gonna deal with that. Be back. W8FQ.
I will check out. N8WRO, clear.
Yeah, I'll be getting off the freeway here. I gotta get a few L's, so I'll check off right now. KKKGO.
You're connected to CMN Network.
Okay, who keeps keying the mic? KCKGO. Now throw your call sign out there if you want to test.
This is November 8th, Zulu, Zulu Echo, NHZZE. Sean, are you around? NHZZE is clear.
Good evening, 1800 hours. Cloudy. 44 degrees. Connected to CMN Network.
KCKGO, WABD.
W8FU.
Good evening, WABD.
Yep, good evening. Well, got the kitty up. Was looking at it. Went woohoo.
By kitty, you mean your slush fund?
Yepers. So, just anxiously waiting to hear what the numbers are going to look like. Coming out of Minnesota.
I am kind of too. Hey, I've been meaning to answer this question, and it's kind of a techie question. Why isn't digital private lines, why does nobody use those? Is there a reason behind that, or, you know, I'm just curious. I set my node up to use a digital private line. Not that I'm worried about, you know, somebody using it. I just, you know, there was a lot. I didn't have to turn on any filters. I was just curious why that never became a thing with amateur radio.
Well, I think it was a solution to a problem we don't experience. You know, with the number of PL tones that are out there, you know, we're never going to run into a problem with quantity. But back in the days of the community repeater, where you might have, you know, dozens of customers, even then, I don't know if it was necessarily for that. A little harder to fake, I guess. I don't know. I don't really know why it was invented in the first place. But it was never really a necessity in ham radio because we were going for a different thing. There was generally one PL in the region for each band. Like the PL for VHF in this region is 100. And the PL for UHF was 107.2. And then, you know, then I started the 123 thing, and I will take credit for that for reasons, work-related reasons. But so now 123 and 107.2 is pretty prevalent in the area here. And really, each region kind of, like, decides on, like, a common PL. And they use it, you know, so that's kind of common knowledge. So really it was a problem that we didn't need solving over here. But no reason why you can't, nothing wrong with it.
Well, I was, you know, I've been deeply involved in this node, you know. Not so much for the making it work, but for, you know, all the different things it does. And it's amazing. I mean, all the stuff that this device does, or that software does, actually the software gets all the credit. All the stuff it does, it's just amazing. And so I was, you know, PL filter, emphasis filter, this filter, that filter, discriminated auto, non-discriminated, flat, you know, outs, welts, all that other stuff. I got a grasp on all of that stuff now. Okay, and then somebody, I read one of those blogs that somebody was trying to get rid of some squelch tail. And some other
ham guy came back and says, why would you screw with all that? You know, it's your private node, just use it digitally. He says, and it'll all go away. So I did it, and it all went away. And I thought to myself, huh, so you don't have to put any of these filters on. You don't have to do anything. And it doesn't cap the, you know, cap that part of the audio out, the whole ball X. So I just set it up for the very first one, 23. I mean, I don't care. And it worked. And I'm going, okay, well, why not? You know, and so I just thought to myself, well, wonder why that never really took off in the ham radio. Because, you know, a lot of things you always hear in a lot of channels and stuff when you're using a repeater. And if digital took care of that, I was thinking, well, why didn't they do that? You know, and I get it. You know, you got so many users out now that, you know, it would be kind of a silly thing to go ahead and change. But I just kind of wondered why it never really took off. That's all. Just a thought. I'm not trying to change the world or change anything here. I was just kind of curious why it never really took off. But I do get the reason for it, what you were saying. You know, it's kind of like, you know, why did they go narrowband in that section? You know, they didn't need to, but, you know, I have a different theory on that one. It's for another subject for another day. I was just curious.
Well, you also got to remember that, you know, you're looking back at it now from the, you know, from an era where every radio ships with the capability. That DPL wasn't something that was easily done just a few years ago. You know, radios didn't come with DPL until kind of recently. It's probably been a number of years now, but everything's established now. Nobody wants to go changing their PL. You know, we like to standardize, first of all, so we like to have kind of like, you know, you pretty much know the PLs in this area are going to be, you know, 100 on VHF, 107.2 on UHF, or 123 in this area. You kind of know any area you go into. And nobody wants to, like, monkey with that. And when that was established was before DPL was readily available to the, you know, to everybody. You know, not now, you know, hey, why aren't we doing this? Well, we couldn't, you know. It's like saying, why isn't everybody running DMR? You know, it's like, well, it's a, you know, in the grand scheme, you know, we've been running analog repeaters since the, you know, since the 40s, you know, 50s. And, you know, the digital modes are relatively current. They're, you know, less 20 years or so. So, you know, there's a lot of reasons why we do analog like we do. And the same thing could be said for DPL, you know. So that, you know, looking back now, you know, with all these radios that all do it, okay, you know, but hell, there. I remember when I first got in the hobby, there were radios that didn't even do PL.
Yeah, I remember our ambulance had to have some board put in it that was side-settled on top of the big box, you know. Yeah, and then we had the encoder box, remember that? You know, the dial, you know, you turn that, and or the encoder box. You know, you used to have to turn it 1, 2, 3, 4, and then there was a little note thing on the dash for this hospital, go to 1 for this. Yeah, I remember those days, you know, so I just aged myself a lot. But, yeah, I was just curious, you know, after I read that, okay, then I just turned all that crap off and it worked. And I go, okay, it's just Wally's node, you know, who cares, you know, and every radio I got does it, you know. So I was just curious, and then I got to thinking, I'm going to ask Sean when I talk to him why that ever really became a thing on, you know, all the repeaters. You know, I'm not just saying FBI or Central Michigan or anything else like that. I'm just saying, like, wonder why it never became a thing. I guess that makes sense. It's, you know, because basically anybody that pops around here, you know, they pretty much know they've got a choice of three different PLs, and that's good enough.
Yeah, back in the day, you had to buy hardware for each PL. So, you know, if you wanted, that's why you had that box that you're talking about. So back in the, you know, back in the 90s, you had to, there were still reeds, and we were just starting to get into the programmable era, and, you know, you had to tune the PL. You know, you might have a deck that you could tune to a particular PL. You get one PL, so that's why, you know, they would pick all the same PL for a given band in a given region, and, you know, because you could only do one in your radio, so... But, you know, that's all, you know, now with the modern era, you know, that you can do, not only can you do all the PLs, but you can do all the DPLs as well. So no reason at all. If you want to put up a repeater with DPL, go for it, you know. No big deal at all. And, you know, just most everybody should be able to work it from, you know, these days. All right, anyhow, I just pulled up, and I do have some frozens that I got to get inside, so tend to that, and then I'm going to go rub my hands together and go, my precious, and look at my brochures, and while my balance and my Venmo is staring at me up on the screen. I'll be back in a bit. W8X.
My precious.
Right, yeah, there you go. The old man's version of the Playboy magazine. Talk to you later. WCPD. Go ahead, my precious.
Real men use 151.4 or 025 EPL. Otherwise, you're just a hoser.
I was just curious. Like, you get rid of all those filters, wonder why it never became a thing. That's all I was worried about. I wasn't trying to break anything. I just thought, huh, okay, I read that little blog. I go, okay, that's pretty cool. So I turned it off, and all my squelch tails went away. I turned it on, all my squelch tails went away. I go, huh, I wonder why they just don't do that instead of this reverse burst and all this other crap.
Because some, just like PL, some manufacturers do DPL differently. If you're all in the same model family of radios, it's fine. It's a little more touchy. DPL is a little more sensitive on modulation and things, whereas PL isn't as much, or isn't as forgiving, it's more forgiving as much. Like, right now, I can't, my Kenwoods won't run, the DPL on the Kenwoods isn't getting picked up by the Quantars, but all my Motorolas and Kenwoods all my Motorolas work fine, so figure that, you know. So you run into those types of things with DPL. You don't have that issue on PL. You do, but not to the extent.
Okay, yeah, I get it. Well, like I said, it was more about this. I was trying to get rid of all those noises, and, you know, you probably know that box better than anybody, and, you know, all those different settings, and I'm just thinking to myself, okay, there's got to be a better way, and Google and AI and AI and Google and back and forth, everything else like that, and then I just read that little form somewhere, and I go, okay, I'll try this, and it worked. So, and then I just turned everything off, and it was fine, it's crystal clear. So, all right, well, thanks for the education. I appreciate it.
Yeah, and reverse bursts are handled differently, and their phases, and turn-off codes, and all that crap. Nobody wants to be a standard, but, alright. Sitting here updating a laptop in my truck while I'm, yeah, that is.
I'm going to listen to the touchdown. Yeah, kind of cool. Actually, my wife, who really doesn't like the radios, really enjoys listening to the astronauts. So thank you for that. I mean, she actually was interested. She actually came out and listens to it. So I go, huh, so there is hope. She goes, nope, just with those guys. But, hey, one small step. Thanks again. WJB.
Yep, I got a number of messages like that from many different people, and people were texting me, sending thanks, and I don't recognize phone numbers, and so, well, if it brings a little traffic to the network, there you go. Obvious.
W8RCY here. I appreciated it because I grew up on the space program. I mean, I was, what, 5 years old when Alan Shepard was launched in 61. So I followed a lot of missions, and we didn't have the technology here, astronauts in space around the Earth, or even the Apollo astronauts that went to the moon, but the quality of signal and radio transmission. So whoever put that together, if it was you, Fred, I truly appreciate it. Brought back a lot of memories of my childhood, and it was really good to listen to. And thanks to you or to whoever was responsible. W8RCY.
You're connected to CMN Network.
All that for me. WAPD. RCY, WAPD. W8RCY, WAPD.
Hang on 1 second.
W8RCY here, go ahead.
You know, I'm playing with my shiny new microphone. I'm going on my 1.5 mile walk, and I brought it with me. So just letting you know it's going to good use.
Well, it's getting more use than I've gotten out of it in the last 5 years that I've had it, or 6 years now, whatever it is. So I got them in 2019, and when I got the radios, when I got the HTs, the microphones came with them, and only one is in use of the four that I had. So as long as they go to a good home and they're used as they are intended to be used, I'm happy. And also to say thank you for all you've done for me. Much appreciated. And it's the only way I can think of thanking you in return.
I always wanted one of these things, and I thought, okay, I got to try to get up to 5K, 3.5 miles. So I'll get there.
Yeah, before COVID, I used to do that as well. We do so many laps around the campus here, and we could do 3 miles. I think it's, 12 laps, if my memory serves me correct. I could be way off base. We have a lady here on our campus that just walks all day, and I'd have to ask her how many times around it is per mile. I know I could do 3 miles in an hour, so I know I can still do that pace, if, you know, even though I'm falling apart, but whatever it is. But I'm glad you're happy, and I'm glad it's getting the use, and it's, you know, it's gone to a good, happy home, and I'm just much appreciated for all that's been done from your end for me, and it's a small way I could repay you, and I'm glad I did it.
No problem. Did you get the base set up yet, or no, just the mobile?
I could jury-rig the mobile to test it out, but that whole corner of my apartment is broken down where my desk was, and my desk is broken down because of the ceiling leak. And when the ceiling collapsed, it just missed my desk by just a few inches. I got a little bit of ceiling debris on the desk, but it missed my big box radio by about 4 inches. So I'm not going to put it back together just yet. They're coming out starting Monday. They're going through the this side of the tower and waterproofing it, and then they got to repair the drywall and ceiling inside my apartment around my door frame. So it's going to be a couple weeks before I get it up and running, but I have no doubt it is going to run just as well as the HT is, which I happen to be on right now. I am on the HT, but excuse me a second. Just having the code plug now in my laptop is nice to have, and now I'm reading it, I'm studying it, I'm learning it. I have the cables to do everything, but I'm not going to attempt that until I get, you know, I can master that, and then maybe sometime you can sit down with me and, you know, walk me through a couple of exercises with it so I don't do what I did with the old radio software that I had in my other old computer, which is now laid to rest. So that's all stuff for down the road and other things, and stuff that we could talk about on Sunday if we get a couple minutes.
Okay, very good. No problems. I'll help you. Take your time. You got lots of time. That's why I sent you the software and the code plugs. So go ahead and study it, and you'll figure it out. So I'll talk to you a little bit later. I'm going to keep moving here. W8.
Copy that. It's way different.
than any code plug I've seen before with the digital. Because when I was doing them in my racing time, the analog radios, the 750s, the 1250s, and the 1550 series radios that we used when I first got started were much easier. So, again, excuse me, my voice. But, yeah. All right, enjoy your walk. I believe Miss Marion's with you, so hello to her. And the two of you, enjoy your evening. We'll see you Sunday. W8RCY.
W8VD.
Good evening, 1900 hours, cloudy, 44 degrees. Currently connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. Good evening, 2000 hours. Cloudy. 44 degrees. Good evening, 21 hours. Cloudy. 44 degrees. You're connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. Good evening, 22 hours. Cloudy. 44 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours. Cloudy. You're connected to CMN Network. Degrees.